Hey,
it's KK,
it's Ace,
it's Ash,
and it's Kara. Hey guys, and welcome to the 15th episode of the Losers Podcast.
First things first, we gladly have Ace joining us again.
Yay!
Yay!
Second thing, we made an email. It's like podcast.thelosers@gmail.com. We'll put that in the description if you want to contact us, you know, and like inform us about stuff happening, or if you want to ask to be like invited to the podcast where we can interview you, which would be really, really cool and awesome. Third thing, I'm pretty sure this is the third thing. Yeah, third thing, we haven't done an episode about like what's going on in the world in a long time, and we know that's like very interesting, so we'll do that tomorrow. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Today we are doing Who's Most Likely To Questions Part 2, because we know a lot of you enjoyed that. So yeah, shall we get started?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, who's most likely to get a starring role, or any role in general, to be... Try it again. Who is most likely to get a starring role or any role in a play, and why?
Ash.
Okay.
Ash.
Okay, so I say Ash because she's been in all the all of our school musicals, and she's rocked it. So.
Yeah, I have the same reason as KK.
I also have the same reason as KK.
Ash?
I chose KK because I have a feeling that she would be really good at acting, and she is, and whenever we do improv, she's really good.
Aw, thank you. Okay.
And like all my roles that I've gotten in our plays, or like school musicals, I've always been an extra.
But you still get lines though. Who's most likely to have the most piercings?
KK.
I would say either Kara or I would have the most piercings, because piercings are super cool. Okay, next thing. Who's most likely to wear a leather jacket and look like a total badass sitting on a motorcycle with it?
KK.
KK.
I think I could kind of imagine Ace sitting on a motorcycle with like a little jacket and a helmet. Well, I feel like you kind of look cool though.
Oh, I know.
Okay, next one. Who's most likely to get a tattoo while drunk?
KK.
Or me, because like I'm really impulsive.
Yeah, I think Kara or I would, but anywho, next one. Who's most likely to invent something useful?
Ace. He actually
This is because he is smart.
Yeah, he's like really smart.
I vote myself.
Okay. Who's most likely? No one would wear that. Okay, sorry. Who's most likely to make a best-selling book?
KK or Kara?
Yeah, I think Kara.
I think myself, because I write lots. Yeah.
I think I'd like do more of like a poem book.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to reinvent themselves in their 40s? Wait, what? No, we're not in our 40s. Never mind. Sorry. No, not. Okay, I don't understand that question. Sorry. Next one. Who's most likely to live off the grid?
What does that mean?
What?
Like, without internet.
Oh.
Like,
no video.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's kind of... Okay. Who is most likely to give the best relationship advice but choose to remain single?
KK.
The thing is, I do give the best relationship advice, but I don't choose to be single. Relationships don't come easy. And that's some period. Okay, next one. Who's most likely to write a poem or a song to someone they're attracted to?
KK.
KK.
I think Kara or I would. I don't think I would. I think more of Kara would. Okay, next one. Who's most likely to have their friends back when it matters most?
KK.
KK.
I think we all would have our friends back, but like physically, like to like scare people off, I think I would. Okay. Oh, something's in my eye. Sorry. Who's most likely to order everything on the McDonald's menu when their friend is having a rough day?
Kara.
Yeah, Kara.
Ace, because he's really sweet.
Oh, that's true. Aww. I think Kara because she has a lot of food already, so like... Anywho, yeah, let's not do that one. Who's most likely to give terrible advice?
Me.
Kara.
Me.
Respectfully, Kara. But, you know, she gives good advice sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get good advice, but I give bad advice.
Yes. Okay. Who's most likely to have... Oh, no. Who's most likely to adopt a pet from a friend who can't keep it?
KK.
KK.
I don't know. Because, like, I would, but I feel like maybe Ash or Ace on this one, actually. Because, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Next one. Who's most likely to have a sketchy browser history? Ash or Kara?
Kara, I think.
Kara. Why would it be me?
Ash's history would just be K-drama. Like, all of that.
Why would it be me? Why would it be me?
Because you just seem like the person who'd, like, watch stuff. Sorry, I'm trying to keep this a little more cleaner.
I think it would be KK because I feel like she would be searching up how to hide a body.
Legally, we are joking. Okay, next one. Who's most likely to start a blog with a terrible domain name?
Me.
Kara. Okay. Who's most likely to leave toilet paper on the toilet seat by accident?
Me.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's really hard.
I think it would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Can't survive.
Who's most likely to work on their own birthday? Ace or Ash?
Ace.
No, I feel like it's Ash.
Yeah, it would probably be me because I had nothing to do.
Well, yeah, but then we'd like plan a surprise party for her. Of course. Okay. Who's most likely to spend a night tending to a sick kid? Ash, because she's like a really great sister.
Ash, yeah.
So,
aw, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Who's most likely to get a speeding ticket?
Take care, Kara.
Take care, Kara.
It would be me.
Yeah, I think I would be. I think I would like just die if I got pulled over by a cop. Anywho, who's most likely to play the most explicit music, like with while driving with the windows down?
I mean, Kara.
Yeah, me.
Who is most likely to dress a pet up in adorable clothes and take pictures of them? Ash. Mm-hmm. Ash, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Who's most likely to go vegetarian or even vegan? Ace. Because Ace is just so
sweet.
Environmentally
He's so
friendly.
Sweet.
Yes.
I don't think so, but thank you.
Who's most likely to give up alcohol or at least for temporarily?
Ace.
All of us.
Ace, I don't think Ace would be the one to drink.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay. Who's most likely to argue in front of everybody loudly? Like, in public, I mean.
Kara.
It's either KK or Kara.
Yeah.
KK.
I feel like I would be more angry, but, like, Kara, she can, like, yell. So
yeah, she can.
It's happened.
Who is most likely to do a nice thing for another after an argument? Ace? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ace.
Jinx.
He's a sweet
boy. Yes, Ace is a sweet boy. Who's most likely to hold a butterfly or other... What's a butterfly or other insect in their hand?
KK or Kara.
I don't like bugs. I mean, yeah.
I think it would be me because I love bugs. They're so cute.
Sure. Who's most likely to... Okay, let's not do that one. Who's most likely to stay in the pajamas all day long?
Me.
Yeah, Ash. Ash or Kara, but more Ash.
Yeah, more Ash, yeah.
Who's most likely to use the eggplant emoji?
KK.
KK.
Okay. Who's most likely to have the weirdest kinks?
What does kinks mean?
It's like an examples would be like choking or hair pulling.
Okay.
The weirdest ones, I feel like Carla. she just finds the weirdest men interesting, and the weirdest, like, the things that they do, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't call anyone weird. Nope. Mm-mm. Next thing. Wait, I suddenly got into the dirty question. Sorry.
Wait, do it. I dare you to do those ones.
Okay, who's most likely to play, no, okay, fine. Who's most likely to win a game of beer pong?
KK.
Yes, mom. Okay, who's most likely to play strip poker?
None of us.
Well, I'm not good at poker, so not me. Okay, now let me go to different ones because I don't.
Those were more explicit than what I thought.
Yeah, who's most likely to be a superhero in real life?
Ace.
Ace even sounds like a superhero.
Yeah, Ace. The great Ace or something. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, wait, no. Like, isn't like poker? Isn't it like an ace in poker? Never mind. Okay. Okay, who's most likely to dye their hair a bright color in their 50s or later?
KK.
My hair's already damaged, so why not damage it more? Who's most likely to make a prank call to the ex?
Kara.
Because Kara's done that already. Next thing. Who's most likely to get up in front of a class and tell the teacher that they suck?
No one.
I don't think. I don't think any of us would do that. Yes. Okay, who's most likely to slap a teacher for $1,000?
None of us.
I mean, $1,000 is a lot. I would, like, accidentally do it. Like, you know, like, be like, oh, you want a high five? And then, like, say that, like, oh, my vision's blurry, and then hit them in the face. Okay. Who's most likely to laugh at someone who made a really stupid joke that's not funny at all?
Kara. All right. She laughs at that, so they would be Kara.
Mm-hmm. Who's most likely to work as a side gig as a clown for parties?
Kara.
Kara.
How?
A lot of Kara.
How? Okay.
Because you're just, like, bouncy. No. Okay, who's most likely to accidentally kill someone? Accidentally.
KK.
Uh-huh. Who's most likely to fall out of a tree?
KK or Kara?
I think Ash would, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I can just see you flop.
I just imagined it.
Who's most likely to exaggerate stories?
Kara.
It's been done before.
1,000%. Who is most likely to be a fantastic cook but a terrible dancer?
Kara.
Me.
Kara. Ash can cook and she can dance. I can't cook, but I can dance. But Kara, she can,
I can cook, but I can't dance.
And I don't know, Ace, do you cook?
Of course.
What do you cook?
Oh, you do? What do you make?
Mostly like bakery stuff, like cake, stuff like that.
That's cool. Love that.
Do you know how to dance?
No.
Okay. Who's most likely to, go on a road trip with a random stranger?
KK or Kara?
I think Kara.
Yeah, it would be me.
Who's most likely to get a medal for fastest runner?
KK. She's really good at sports.
Running is not one of them. Who's most likely to lock themselves out of their house or car more than once? Ash. I think
Ash.
I had forgotten my keys multiple times. So.
Yes, exactly. Who's most likely to shave their head?
Me.
Yeah, Ash. Yeah, Ash would look cute with a shaven head.
Yeah, it would look so that would, amazing. Anyway.
Yes.
Or Ace, because he already has his head shaved.
Who's most likely to become the president of the United States?
KK, she's really political.
Legally, I couldn't be the president of the United States because I was born in Nepal, and you have to be born in the U.S. to be running for president, which kind of sucks, but yeah. So, I think Ace would, because he's smart. You guys are smart too, but, like, he, like, knows his stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone knows, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I feel like he would, like, he would do the most to, like, try to keep the world more at peace, because he's a peaceful person.
Yeah, I agree.
Who is most likely to rush out to buy the newest iPhone? Ash.
Ash.
Yeah, probably me.
Who is most likely to live in a house where someone died a mysterious death?
Me.
Take care, Farah.
I think I would. I don't like. You see, I like the sound of that, but I know that I would be scared stiff any time I slept or it was nighttime there. So I think Kara. I'm trying to find ones where, like, it will vary the answer. Who's most likely to win a lip sync battle? I think Ash.
Wait, run a what?
A lip sync battle.
Oh, yeah, Ash.
Because she knows how to. She knows a lot of songs. Okay. Who is most likely to sacrifice some of their freedom to protect others?
I think it would be all of us, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally not that selfish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you see, on a real note, it depends on, like, what freedom I'll be sacrificing exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay, and this is, like, the last one, but this is not, like, a would-you-rather question. But, like, this is, like, a statement, and I was just wondering what you guys think about it. So, let's see if I remember it correctly. So, I saw this statement where it said that villains, like, you know, villains and superheroes, heroes would sacrifice the whole world just to save you, for the entire world.
Can you say it again?
Oh my gosh, okay. Heroes would sacrifice entire world just to save you because, you know, they like try to save people. But villains would sacrifice you for the whole entire world.
I mean, like, in my opinion, like, I agree with it. In my opinion. Because, like, villains, I feel like as we get older, it's like we see why villains are villains, you know, because like villains come like evolve with hardships in their like time or when they grow up, because like, you know, I would understand why I would be a villain, because I understand why someone would become a villain. Like, that's like what I think. Like, a Joker.
I don't think they, like, choose to become a villain. I just think that, like, they just get misunderstood so much that then people make them out to be the villain.
Yeah.
And also, like, that's exactly, like, there's a lot of examples where, like, heroes, like, even if, like, there's, like, multiple other people that are, like, at risk, it's like if one person is like about to die but the other people are still at risk and they need it most, heroes would definitely like choose you because you're about to like die right then and there. Like, I feel like that's just how heroes are. They, like, save one person, but then not think about the other ones until after they save that one person. Which I kind of think is a little... Like, I've never thought of it that way before. I mean, well, like, villains, they more... Of course they do care more about power most of the time. Like, sometimes at least. They care about, like, power or, like, the whole world more. Instead of, like, just singular people. But still, they sacrifice one person to get the more... it's hard to explain, but I do see where they come from. Thank you for listening!
Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye!
Bye!